Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Helgeland, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." In reflecting on today's gospel, a lot of things came to mind, and one connection that came to mind was just another gospel passage where the Lord says something similar. You know, he tells the rich young man to go and sell all of his possessions and then come follow him. And then we see in this passage that the rich young man goes away sad. But then there was another thing that I thought of that came to mind when I was reading through this passage and reflecting on it. So I live in a freshman women's residence hall as part of my job. And because it's the newer hall that was built only like 5 years ago, there's quotes and pictures from prominent women all over the hall just to serve as a sort of inspiration for the women living there. But one quote that's hanging on the wall really close to my apartment is from St. Clare of Assisi. And she says, "We become what we love, and who we love shapes what we become. If we love things, we become a thing. If we love nothing, we become nothing. Imitation is not a literal mimicking of Christ. Rather, it means becoming the image of the beloved, an image disclosed through transformation." So in today's gospel passage, the Lord is talking about someone finding something great and worth a lot, you know, the pearl of greatest price, a treasure buried in a field. And they go, once they find it, they go and they sell all that they have so that they can buy the field, they can buy the pearl, and so they can have it. But I think of, and I think this analogy that the Lord presents to us can be taken very literally. Just like the rich young man saying, yeah, we need to have this detachment to material things in order to pursue and achieve the kingdom of heaven, right? But as I was reflecting on this and then also reflecting on this quote that I just read to you from St. Clare of Assisi, I was thinking about how many other attachments we possess that we just hold on to that is preventing us from pursuing and truly finding the kingdom of God. And that can be attachments to our own vices, attachments to other people in our lives, attachments to desires, things that we want. And because we hold all of these things in our heart, they're not necessarily material things that are getting in the way of us pursuing Christ and pursuing the kingdom of heaven, but they are things that nonetheless have hold over our hearts that prevent us from truly and freely pursuing Christ and his kingdom and loving him with all that we have. And so then thinking about this in my own life, it feels like this summer has just been a really crazy time. And even over the last couple of weeks, just having all of these experiences of recognizing my vices, like certain vices, like I think pride and some of my struggles with charity have really come to the surface just being in certain situations where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, this is something that I really struggle with. But then other things that I really desire, like things within my job or growth in that area, things that I desire that I've just held on to so tightly, that has become very evident. Or even thinking about the people in my life, there are several people who are here around on campus this summer that are going to be leaving over the course of the next couple of weeks. And it's really, really difficult to let go. And so reading through and reflecting on today's passage helped me come to realize that, yeah, I'm I don't have all these material things necessarily that are getting in the way of my relationship with the Lord, but there are plenty of other things that can cause distraction. And then the Lord presenting to me this invitation, like he says in this analogy, it says, out of joy, goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Out of joy. And so this recognition of the kingdom of God and the beauty and the grandeur and the truth and the enormity and everything else that it is, everything that it presents, should drive us out of joy to let go of these things that stand in the way of letting us have it. Because most of the time when we talk about our fall from grace, like when we sin, when we fail, when we fall out of relationship with the Lord, we're the ones standing in the way of that. And so that caused me to think a little bit more deeply, like reflecting internally on what it is that I'm holding on to, that is preventing me from pursuing the kingdom of God. What is something that I need to, out of joy, get rid of so that I can go buy this treasure buried in a field, or that I can buy the pearl of great price? And so that's something that I would like to share with you so that you may reflect on in your life as well. What, in like the words of St. Clare of Assisi, what is something that you love that you have become? And where do you have areas for growth in your imitation of Christ? Because that's ultimately what it is. When we are detached from all of these things, whether they're material or immaterial, we want to be this image of Christ in the world, ultimately pursuing this greater good of eternity with him in heaven. So where are some areas? Maybe for you, it is material wealth or material belongings, or maybe like me, it's these vices and these desires that keep getting in the way. What are some attachments that you have that you need to, with joy, sell so that you may more fully pursue the kingdom of God? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for this journey that we are on with you. We thank you for the constant opportunities you present us with to choose you above all else. And Lord, we ask that you would give us the strength and the grace to let go of anything that may be standing in the way of our relationship with you, that we may come to know and love you more fully, that we would walk with you on this journey towards heaven, and that we would see you and your kingdom as the ultimate goal, that we would joyfully be able to let go of anything that stands in the way. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.